Funerals have been held across the occupied West Bank for those killed in an Israeli raid in the Jenin refugee camp. Nine Palestinians died after Israeli forces entered early on Thursday morning. One more died in a protest related to the violence. It brings the number of Palestinians killed in the West Bank so far this year to more than 20, most of them shot by Israeli forces. Palestinian President's spokesman called it a massacre in full view of the world. Well, the United Nations has condemned the violence.
The Secretary General is deeply alarmed by the escalation of the situation in the occupied West Bank, most recently with what's happened in Jenin today. He is very much concerned about the possibility of worsening violence in the West Bank and beyond in Gaza. I think, as we've said, it's crucial to do whatever is possible to lower tensions, to de-escalate.
A judge investigating the Beirut port explosion in Lebanon in 2020 has been summoned by the top prosecutor. Tariq Bitar has been charged with mishandling the inquiry but is refusing to step down. People gathered at the Justice Palace in the capital demanding accountability for the disaster. On Wednesday, the prosecutor also ordered the release of all those detained in the case. Russia's launched a new wave of drone and missile attacks on Ukraine, killing at least 11 people and wounding 11 others. The strikes came during the morning rush hour, a day after the US and Germany said they would send advanced battle tanks to Kyiv. Cities were hit across the country, damaging dozens of buildings and energy facilities. Aircraft maker Boeing has pleaded not guilty to charges of fraud related to the two 737 MAX plane crashes. The airplane manufacturer is accused of criminal conspiracy for misleading US regulators about the safety of its jet following the crashes in 2018 and 2019. 346 people were killed. Boeing initially paid $2.5 billion to avoid a trial, but relatives of those killed want the court to reopen that settlement.